Sermons from the Journey is an audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Rebecca Clark, pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Montpelier, Vermont, and blogging online at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
So our poor Grinch finds his heart growing three sizes that day. All in all, it turns out that the Grinch isn't so bad a guy. He just needs a little change of heart. His heart, we're told at the beginning of the story, is three sizes too small. We're told that the Grinch doesn't like the Christmas season. He doesn't like any of it. And for no particular reason other than the fact he's really annoyed by all of those Whos down in Whoville, with their annoying singing of songs of love and joy and wahoo, wahoo, whatever that means, on Christmas morning, and it just really gets his goat. He can't take it anymore, he can't stand it anymore, and his smallness of heart, his hardness of heart, infects the way he sees the world, sees the joy and love that the Whos are sharing with one another, especially on Christmas Day, infects the way he understands this holiday. He thinks that it's just about the stuff. It's about the trees and the ornaments and the food and all of the things that he associates with Christmas, and he thinks if he takes that away, that what will be left is nothing. What will be left is no reason to celebrate and to join hands and sing, and so, of course, he sets off to do this. Now, can we, by any chance, every now and then, be a little bit Grinchy? Can we forget what Christmas is about and think that it's about the stuff? Perhaps we've grown past that, but it's an insidious trap that the world sets for us from time to time, to think that Christmas is about the things we can see, the trees and the ornaments, the presents and packages, the food for our large feasts. We've just had one large feast, and we turn our attention to the next one with relish. Can we be a little bit like the Grinch and find our hearts hardened, find ourselves lonely up in our cave on top of that snowy mountain? Poor guy all by himself up there. You kind of have to feel sorry for him. Kind of makes sense that he doesn't like or appreciate love and joy when he sees it, when no one has taken the time to share it with him. So we find ourselves sometimes resenting other people's joy and thanksgiving when it's so hard to find our own. Find ourselves in our hardness of heart or smallness of heart, not wanting so much to celebrate Christmas, certainly not the showy external trappings of Christmas that we see around us. But maybe over time, or when we're particularly lonely or particularly sad or angry or cut off, as the Grinch is, forget also that the joy of celebrating that truer meaning of Christmas. Christmas is a time to give thanks for, to celebrate, to recognize God breaking into the world. And Advent is that time when we prepare ourselves to receive God's presence in the world. And I think sometimes our hearts get hardened or small, or we feel cut off and alone and lonely in our mountaintop caves. And we are unready for God to break into our lives. It's hard to receive the love and promise of God when we have felt unloved for too long or unloving for too long. And sometimes perhaps it's not us, but it's someone else we know. We all know other Grinches, right? Maybe it's a little bit easier to see in someone else what we don't necessarily want to look at in ourselves. Folks for whom this time of year is hard, not because they're bad people, but maybe because they're lonely and cut off. Maybe because they feel unloved and unlovely. And so it becomes harder and harder to share in the joy and in the spiritual hope of God breaking into the world when the world seems kind of dark and cold and lonely. What changes for the Grinch Although it's a fantastical story set in a mythical place that apparently is on a speck on a flower that Horton can hear, what changes for the Grinch in the midst of this mythical tale is something quite simple and ordinary. What he sees is that when all of the stuff is stripped away, all of the external things that he thought were important in the world, that he thought were important to other people in the world, are stripped away, the people of Whoville still come together and join hands and sing and give thanks on Christmas morning. And he understands, again, without God language ever thrown in, but I think it's a story that tells us about God breaking into the world nevertheless. He understands that love cannot be contained or stopped. He understands that the community coming together and joining hands and singing and giving thanks, that's what they're celebrating. They're celebrating love itself. They're celebrating connection itself. And he who has been lonely and cut off for so long finds his heart softening and growing just at the sight of it, just at the understanding that it is love that transforms the world, that it is love itself that is celebrated. Connection itself that is celebrated. And so we find for the Grinch that love breaks in, not because he's done anything to welcome it, but because love can't be stopped. The prophet, we're going to follow the narrative of the prophet Isaiah throughout Advent, and the prophet Isaiah is telling the people to get ready and to imagine when God gets to order the world the way it should be in God's vision. And the prophet says in the passage we read this morning that nations will resolve their disputes. God will resolve the disputes between nations so that nations will not need their weapons any longer. They will reforge their weapons into farming equipment so that they can feed themselves and one another. And they will not study, learn, practice war against one another anymore. This is something that seems impossible to prepare for. And although we talk about Advent as a season of preparation, what the prophet is really putting forth, and what I think we're really preparing for in as much as we can, is the completely unexpected, uncontrolled, unpreparable grace of God breaking into the world. We might not feel ready for Christmas. I know I certainly don't. It's only December 1st, so I have some time. But whether it's my profession or maybe my heart's a couple sizes too small, sometimes it's hard for me to feel ready for Christmas. And sometimes it's hard to feel ready for God's love. How do we prepare ourselves for something so uncontrolled and so surprising? Love in our hardest, most shrunken, most lonely places. Love in the hardest, most shrunken, lonely hearts of the people around us. Whether you feel like a Grinch, a little bit, waiting for, skeptically, not really ready to see God's love in the world because it's hard in a snowy, cold mountain cave. Or perhaps you feel like the Who's, with other people always trying to trample your joy and celebration, when maybe it's precisely your joy and love and celebration that will reach them in their loneliness. Advent is the story of God breaking in, God's love breaking in, whether we're ready or not, whether the world is ready or not, whether we expect it or prepare for it or not, whether our hearts are huge but open and ready to receive joy and love, or cold and small and in need of grace. Christmas is coming, yes, even for the Grinch. God's love breaks in, whether we're ready or not.